Good morning, everyone. Today, July the 2nd, the title of our lesson this morning is Sin and Its Consequences. The scripture reference is Romans 5:17. For if because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely with those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into the right standing with himself, reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Every act of sinning is at once an individual act and one in which mankind's general sin is brought to life again. From Sanctorum Communio, sin is not some inedible subterranean stream that binds us all together. Rather, it is a consequence resulting from the individual acts of wrongdoing. Sadly, we never sin without that sin having some consequence for others. In this, we are responsible for compounding the evil in our world. And just as an act of evil can have results far beyond its apparent impact, we need only think of how damaging, unsubstantiated gossip can spread like dandelion blooms in the wind. Clearly, we need God's grace to help us stop at sin's point of Genesis. Thought by nothing. Thought, sin has a way of compounding its effect. Prayer thought, successful Christians living results from, Father, help me. Successful Christian living results from seeking and knowing God's will and then doing it in faith. Father, may we be aware that the fruitfulness of the Word of God in our life is affected by our receptivity and teachability. May we all determine to obey God's Word. My suggested reading is 1 John chapter 5, verse 16 and 17, 1 John 3 and 9, and Hebrews chapter 12, 15 through 17, and I will read 15 through 17. Exercise foresight and be on watch to look after one another to see that no one falls back from and fails to secure God's grace, his unmerited favor and spiritual blessing, in order that no root of resentment, rancor, bitterness, or hatred shoots forth and causes trouble and bitter torment, and the many become contaminated and defiled by it. 16, that no one may become guilty of sexual vice or become a profane, godless, and sacrilegious person as Esau did, who sold his own birthright for a single meal. And 17, for you understand that later on, when he wanted to regain title to his inheritance of the blessing, he was rejected, disqualified, and set aside. But he could find no opportunity to repair by repentance what he had done. No chance to recall the chance to recall the choice he had made, although he sought for it carefully with bitter tears. Today, I invite you to step into a truth that is both sobering and necessary, a truth that confronts the silent tide we often underestimate, the subject of sin, not in the abstract, but as an urgent and active force. Our text, Romans 5:17, says again, every act of sinning is at once an individual act and one in which mankind's general sin is brought to life again. Every time we sin, we do not just trip over our own flaw, We awaken the brokenness of all humanity again. Genesis chapter 5, verse 5, Genesis 8 through 21. Every time we sin, we do not just, Father, help me. When the Lord, every time we sin, we do not just trip over our own flaws. We awaken the sin, like I said. The Lord saw the wickedness was great in the earth, that every imagination and intention of all human thinking was only evil continually. When the Lord smelled the pleasing odor, a scent of satisfaction to his heart, the Lord said to himself, I will never again curse the ground because of man. But the imagination, the strong desire of man's heart is evil and wicked from his youth. Neither will ever again smite and destroy every living thing as I have done. Let that sink in. Sin is not some fault that drifts through the world, binding us passively to its gloom. It's not fate. It's not unavoidable. It is a choice, a personal, deliberate act that carries real consequences. And here's the tragedy. No sin ever stays private. We fool ourselves when we believe our wrongdoing affects only us. We lie whispered in secret. A lie whispered in secret can become a storm in someone else's heart. A slander, a grudge, a click in darkness on the screen. They don't just scar souls. They ripple, they echo, they multiply like dandelion seeds caught in a violent wind. You see, sin has a way of combining in it its effect. Galatians 6, 7, James 1, 15, and Ecclesiastes 11, 8, 11. Hosea 8, 7 says, for they sow the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. It's like throwing a stone in a still lake. The splash is small, but the ripple reaches the shore. And how often do we look around and wonder why our world is bleeding, why love grows cold, and why truth is buried beneath noise? It is because too often the people of God fail to stop sin at its genesis. We understand the power of a single act, and yet we are warned. An act of evil can have results far beyond apparent impact. Yes, that bitter gossip, that outburst of anger, that compromise when no one is watching, all of it spreads. It plants seeds. It fuels systems of harm. But hear this, just as one sin can spread destruction, one act of obedience can release redemption. One confession can begin healing. One prayer can stop the storm. One I forgive you can shut the mouth of hell. That is why we desperately need the grace of God to recognize sin at the door and shut it down before it takes root. We don't fight sin in our own strength. We fight it with Christ in us, the hope of glory, to speak life where death wants to reign, to act justly when temptation offers shortcuts, to break the ripple before it begins. So I ask you today, what ripple are you starting with your life? Are you planting seeds of chaos or of Christ? Or are you compounding sin? Or are you confronting it with struggle, with courage and truth? I'm not going to finish. Don't wait until the damage is visible. Don't wait until the wind has scattered your action across 1,000 hearts. Stop it at the source. Fall on your knees. Cry for grace and choose obedience, even when no one is looking. Because in a world drowning and the ripple effect is in, God is still raising up people who dare to be the dam that stops the flood. Remember this, the smallest sin left unchecked can unleash destruction. But the smallest act of righteousness empowered by God can change eternity. Choose life, choose Christ. Amen.
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 Now let's take the
please next. Agree with
me. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Please agree with me as I pray. Jehovah said to Nu, the Lord our righteousness, we thank you and give you praise. Only you, our King and Lord, keeps your promises from Genesis to Revelation. You are righteous, holy, and just, so forgiving, such a continual demonstration of your love towards us daily. Loving Father, please forgive us for our continuous wrongdoing without repentance. It is now time for a complete turning away, a change of mind from that which we know is wrong to do. Thank you for saving grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We have tasted the good word of God and the power of the age to come. Your word says, if they then deviate from the faith and turn away from their allegiance, it is impossible to bring them back to repentance. For because while as long as the nail upon the cross, the Son of God afresh, as far as they are concerned and are holding him up to contempt and shame and public disgrace. Oh my God, Abba Father, we understand this means apostasy, the failure to believe your truth. Our continuous sinning may become a stumbling block, the light of the Lord being hidden because of our continual sinning. It makes it hard for others in the dense fog of evil to see you or search for you. We pray their desire for truth be fulfilled in the love of our obedience to your word. Father, we repent. Let it not be said of us. As our heart become more dedicated to you, you will reclaim, recover, retrieve, rescue, and regain all areas of our lives where we have missed the mark. We praise you for the truth, and may we walk therein forevermore. Amen. Let us take the next 30 seconds to ask our Father what to pray and how to pray. All for your glory, Lord.
Father God, Lord, we come before you this morning, Lord, to say thank you for giving us another chance, God, to get it right. Lord, we just thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we continue to pray for healing, Lord, pray for strength. And Lord, we thank you for the joy of your salvation, Lord. We love you so much, God. And Lord, bless this day for all of us, God. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Heavenly Father, we have come before you humbly today, recognizing the weight and ripple and effect of sin, not just in our own lives, but in the lives of others around us. Lord, we confess that sin so often begins with our own choices, our own compromises, our own words and actions. Forgive us for the moments we've chosen what is easy over what is right, what is selfish over what is loving. Gracious God, we acknowledge that no sin is ever truly private. Even when it seems small or hidden, its consequences stretch outward, harming relationships, sowing mistrust, and adding to the brokenness of this world. We think of how quickly a word of gossip, a harsh tone, or a thoughtless deed can spread, and landing in places we cannot see is doing damage we may never know. And so, Lord, we ask for you for a heart that is soft before you, a heart that recognizes sin at its starting point before it even has a chance to take root. Most merciful Father, teach us to pause, to pray, and to choose your way, and continue empowering us by your Holy Spirit to see sin for what it is, not merely a personal failure, but a contribution to a larger web of hurt. And yet remind us also of the power of goodness, how one act of kindness, one word of truth, one step of obedience can spread healing just as easily as sin spreads harm. Help us, Lord, to be people of grace, of conviction and love. Let our lives reflect your holiness, not in pride, but in humility and responsibility. When we are tempted to excuse ourselves or minimize the impact of our choices, bring us back to the truth that we need your grace, not only to be forgiven, but to live differently. We pray this, Father, all in the powerful and mighty name of your Son, our sweet, precious, and Jesus. Amen.
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 Father, we come this morning, God, so convicted by our behavior. Sin is not something that happens to us. We don't fall into sin. We don't stumble. It is a deliberate choice. Even those things that we do that we don't know is sin, the Holy Spirit that leads and guides, your Spirit that rests in us, will prick us if we are listening. Forgive us for treating wrongdoing lightly, as though our private sins were harmless or contained. Miss Carolyn helped us understand there is nothing done in secret that does not become public. We repent for how we have knowingly or unknowingly caused harm to others by doing things we've said, failed to say, done, or failed to do. We can't make them feel bad, but we know that we add to them making the choice. Oh, God, we are deeply sorry for any time we have contributed to the suffering of others, directly or indirectly. Whether it was spreading harmful rumors, ignoring injustice, or choosing selfishness over compassion, we ask for your mercy and for the courage to confront our faults. Father, we know that this is a in your presence moment, that we need to be there, stay there, don't move until we allow you to cleanse us at the source of sin's origin. What is it that made us do what we did, say what we said, forget to do, forget to say, ignore? What is it, God? We need to stay in your presence until you show us what that thing is. We don't want to be agents of evil. We want to stay in your presence until we have the power not only to resist sin ourselves, but to become vessels through which your goodness may spread. Thank you for requiring that our lives through your power be a witness of the transforming love that interrupts cycles of harm. Thank you for requiring us to stop saying that's just who I am. If we're new, that can't be the reason why we do what we do. Help us to choose what is good. You died so that we would choose what is good, Jesus. You gave up your life so that we would choose what is good, so that we would speak what builds up and take responsibility for the ripple effects of our actions. This is no thing to play with. All the excuses that we make for our behavior, for our words, for our actions, for our thoughts. Thank you, Father, for calling us to this place to say, evaluate what you're doing. Because these are choices that you make. Either you honor me or you don't. Thank you for requiring us to repent, which means to have godly sorrow. Not just to say, oh God, I'm sorry I did that. Only to do the same thing again.
Yeah.
That we say, I'm sorry, because those words roll off our tongue like water off a duck's back. But it's not transformation in the heart. We are sorry, we want to pass.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing us to this lesson today.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Not that we would be challenged. We've been challenged. We need to be changed. We need to be changed, God. We thank you, God. We pray this prayer. Not just so we can say we prayed about it. We want you to be glorified.
Yes.
We want you to be glorified. That starts with us making different choices. And we thank you, Father. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
confess our sin before you. We know it had hurt others and distanced us from you and brought consequences we cannot ignore. Please forgive us. Wash us clean, restore what's broken, and guide us back to your path. Help us to learn from our mistakes and live in your grace. Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Father God.
Yes. Thank you for this lesson and forgive us. Thank you, God. Not only do we hurt ourselves and others, but God, we hurt you. We hurt you, God. And that's one thing you never, ever did to no one is hurt them. You always help and guide. We ask you right now, our Father, help us walk the path you want us to walk. When we deviate, put us back on the right track. Father God, that song, Your Goodness is Running After Me. Whew. Jesus, thank you. We know it's running after us because we're still here to get it right. Thank you for this lesson, God. Thank you for being an eye-opener. Oh, my God, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for all the lessons. Oh, this one kind of hits home with sin and consequences. Clear our heart, our mind. Cleanse us from head to toe, our Heavenly Father. Help us be better servants to you and to others. God, thank you. Amen.
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 Oh, our all-knowing and all-powerful and all-present, Lord and God, we thank you for your loving kindness, for your creation. We come to thank you for your watchful eye over the nations of the world. Father, we are to discern the times as sons and daughters of light and day. The world is in chaos, fear, agendas are one after another on the news daily. Thank you, God. Your perfect love casts off all fear. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but watch and be sober. By your loving kindness, it is only by your loving kindness we are not consumed. We lift up all leaders and trust your divine will concerning them. May it accomplish what you set out, your will accomplish what you set out to do in this season and time on your agenda. In regards to justice, equality, and your combination of things. We, your people, that are called by your name, will humble and pray for all that are making decisions governing your people. We ask they become quickened by your spirit to do it with justice and equality for all. Thank you that your eyes are on the least of them, the lost, the widows, the orphaned, the destitute. Your eyes are on the sparrow, my God, and you see and have already prepared a way of escape for all circumstances concerning them. Thank you. It is vacationing time, and our children are out of school. Father, may the time of rest be constructive, wholesome, and a deeper bonding of the family unit obtained. We pray for travel, safety, and protection. May their needs be met. Food, clothing, and school supplies, including tuition, scholarships, and financial aids for next school term, be readily accessible for all age levels. At God's Door Ministry, we pray for the Father's purpose and divine will be paramount and moving forward. The vision will continue to flourish with all provisions met. We thank you. We thank you and love you for correction and chastisement this morning. We thank you. May you be glorified by our obedience to your word moving forward. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Does anyone have anything they would like to share this morning?
I just thank you guys for praying for me. And just keep me lifted in prayer. Thank you.
Yeah. Amen. God be glory.
I'd like to share this was a very difficult devotion for me.
It was a tough one, Miss Carolyn. It was a tough one.
There were so many ways I could have gone with it, this devotion. And tell you how I see it when it does this and does that and does that. But Father wants us to see that that continuous sinning and knowing we're doing wrong and continuing it. It has to stop because the world is watching us.
Yes. And I heard the pain in your heart. And the reality is that's exactly what God wants. Godly sorrow. He wants us to be broken by our behavior. As long as we standing up straight saying, well, God forgive me, oh, well, God will forgive me, God's grace and mercy, that's not what he wants. He wants us broken.
Yes.
A broken heart and a contrite spirit.
Yeah.
Is what God is looking for. As long as we flip it, that's not it. As long as we're not looking for a path, but we understand that we're deserving of whatever God would issue out as a result of who we are, that's where God wants us to be. And we just don't get there. We just ride out on the mercy. And we just keep making excuses. That's just not it. It's time out for saying, wow, that was a powerful lesson. Wow, that was really good. So it's time out for being challenged. By information, it's time to be transformed, changed by the power of God. I mean, think about it. We have children or nieces or nephews, and how many times do we say the same thing to them? I'm not going to tell you this again. I'm tired of talking to you. Well, if we feel that way, can you imagine what God feels?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Hurt and gone. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else that has something they would like to share?
Yes, I would like to share something. I would like to share.
This is directed to Dr. Pam. She sounds like she's getting a little better, but she ain't. So I'm going to have to ask God to put some invisible tape around her feet and over her mouth. Leave her hands free. Because one thing about it, she go to get up, she going to need them feet to move, and she can't move. So she got to say, Lord, I got to lay back down. Is that all right with you, Dr. Pam?
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, Ella.
Yeah, we thank you for Elder Dr. Pam Russell.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Her love and her kindness that she so bestowed upon us at all times. God, we thank you for her strength, and we thank you for taking good care of her. And we thank you, God, that you love her that much, that sometimes you allow us to go through some stuff in order to get us to do what we need to do. Sometimes we just got to be quiet, Father God.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just got to just listen. And again, we love you. And we know that God is talking and speaking because the words come out of your mouth, heal, deliver, and set us free. And we're grateful to you listening to God and doing what he says. And thank you for listening to your husband, Mr. Danny, too. And God, we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hey, Danny, she hard-headed, ain't she? She hard-headed. You got your hands full over there, don't you?
But God knows all that we need, and
yes,
been going like a set Bonnie energy Bonnie since I've known you.
Yeah,
never known you to rest, Dr. Pam. Please listen.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May I have the devotion for today?
Yes, ma'am.
And Earl as well, please.
Okay.
Sister Happy.
Three.
Okay.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Russell, just motion it out.
Motion. Okay.
I'm waiting.
I got your back.
I appreciate it. I'm not sure who's supposed to close this out, but I think it's my turn because I think I got skipped over the last time because I was getting ready for work. So I'll go ahead and close this out. Okay. Well, gracious Father, we just thank you for another day. You didn't have to. But you did. So once again, we thank you.
Thank you. Thank you
for the lesson today. Not just bringing, you know, reminding us about sin, but also, I guess more importantly, the consequences. It's not just us, but how it affects others as well. So we thank you for the lesson today, God. We pray that you continue to watch over us as we go about our day. Also pray that you give us the opportunity to be a blessing to someone else. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful lesson. Beautiful facilitating.
Amen.
Well, everybody have a blessed day.
Everyone have a blessed day.
You too.
I love y'all. Love y'all. Love the family. Well.
Love
y'all.
Amen. You guys have a good day. And Sister Happy, the day that you want to become a program facilitator, you let me know.
You can do it, girl. You can do it. If I can get on that computer and do the things I'm doing now, you can too. Amen.
Amen. Trust him.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all.
All right. Have a good one.
Okay.
Okay.
Be blessed.
Bye.
Bye.
Bless everyone.